I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus. I believe and trust that we are all doing well by the grace of our Lord Jesus. I want to take this opportunity to give thanks and praise to God Almighty for the wonderful work that He's doing on this platform. May the good Lord bless all the servants of His that He's using to bring forth the word of life unto the bride, preparing them for the second coming of Jesus. The word comes to encourage us, to rebuke us, all that is happening for the preparation of the bride, that they may be worthy to meet the bride, the bridegroom. May the good Lord bless you for the sacrifice that you are making, because you are laboring for the kingdom of God. I want to humble myself for this privilege that I've been given by Pastor Piri to share on this platform on daily devotion. I'm asking for your prayers that the good Lord may help me out, bring forth the word of life unto you. Now, we'll go in the Bible. Before we read that scripture, Brother Chavula Masuzio from Zambia. So I'll read in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, something that we all know. This is a scripture I'm sure that most of us, you know, are familiar with. So I'll read in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. The Bible reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." May the good Lord add a blessing upon the reading of His word. I just want us to look at a subject that we title relationship with God. Now we see what Paul here is writing to us. You know, Paul is talking about all things work together for good to them that love the God. Now, for you to love God, it means you need to be in a relationship with this God, because love only exists where there is a relationship. So Paul is more like categorical to the people that he's addressing, because even when he's writing, he's saying to them, meaning there's a specific group of people that Paul is talking about, that this kind of group, whatever happens to them, it is working for their own good. And that kind of a group, we know that it is the bride of our Lord Jesus, or the believers of the word of God that believe and put their trust in the word of God, and they have a relationship with God. So Paul is talking to them that are in a relationship with God, those that love God, because love can only exist where there's a relationship. So Paul is telling us to say that all things work together for good to them that love God. So brothers and sisters, if we love God, it means we claim to be in a relationship with God. We claim to say, I have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we have a relationship with God, then there is a certain information that God will be able to bring forth to His children. Or let me use a certain knowledge. God will reveal Himself to His children that they may be able to understand. So here Paul is revealing the mind of God to say, those that are in a relationship with God, those that love Him, whatever happens to them, it is working for their own good. So God begins to reveal Himself unto the people that are in a relationship with Him to say, you know, whatever pain, whatever suffering you are going through, it is working for your own good. So whatever pain, whatever storms that may come in your life, brothers and sisters, remember, when you are in a relationship with God, God cannot allow something in your life without a purpose. And the purpose is to bring the better you and I, to bring things that work for only good, to bring joy, to bring a better character that shall glorify God, to bring a perfection that can meet the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes in glory, as we are waiting for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the perfection comes with suffering. You know, also suffering contribute to the perfection of the bride. For some of us to have faith in God, it is because we were sick at some point and we needed to believe in the word that God had spoken unto us. Now remember, you can only believe Him because You have a relationship with him and you love him and you know that his promises are yes and amen. And you understand to say that when God gives a word, that word cannot fail. So whatever he has allowed, it is perfecting the character of the bride of Jesus Christ, that they may be able to meet him in glory. So whatever pain, brothers and sisters, whatever storms, whatever you may be going through, I just want to encourage you with this word to say, it is working for your own good, because there is a personal relationship you have with Jesus Christ. There is that intimate relationship you have with him. You love him and you believe every word that he has spoken. You believe that what he has said in his word will come to pass. And you know that the promises that he has given unto you and I, they cannot fail, because the promises of God are yes and amen. So Paul here is addressing a special group of people, meaning it is not everyone to whom this promise was given. Meaning other people, things can happen to them, but it's not working for their own good. It is destroying them. So you see, to a believer, it is working for their own good, because they have a relationship with God and God is building a testimony out of them that they may stand perfect in his presence. Hallelujah. So we bless God that he has given us this promise to say, to them that love God, they that are in a relationship with God. So God is going to reveal himself to you and I in many ways. So whatever storms that may rise against you, brothers and sisters, it is not there to destroy you. God cannot allow something that is going to destroy you. He can only allow something that is going to perfect the character of the bride of Jesus Christ. So whatever you go through, always remember, if you love God, it means you are in this relationship with him. And this relationship, it is a relationship that means to better the life of the bride of Jesus Christ. It is a relationship that God has purposed to perfect the life of the bride of Jesus Christ, that they can go and meet their groom in glory. So whatever we are going through here on earth, brothers and sisters, things may get worse. The economies of this world are falling in all parts of the world, but I'm here to assure you that whatever is happening to a believer, it is working for their own good. Even as the world systems are falling, you know, they are falling apart. We know that to rest, we see the fulfillment of God's word. And we know that this thing that is happening, it is preparing us, reminding us on how closer we should draw to, closer to God, how closer we should be to our God, and how faithful we should become to him. Because this thing that is happening to a believer, it is working for their own good, that God may take us out of this world, that we may meet our groom in glory, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we see something that Paul here is addressing a special group of people. That's the reason why the Bible says to them, he's been categorical, he's been specific with the people that he's addressing, that these are people that have a relationship with God. These are people who are understanding the mind of God that is in being revealed unto them in their time. So the times that we are living in, we know that it is the last church age where God is revealing his mind unto us, because of the relationship that we have, because of we have responded to the call of God. You know, a relationship has to exist between two people. You know, there has to be someone. For you to have a friend, it means there's a relationship that you have with that friend of yours, and that comes into between two people. So we see that even us, it has to be God and the church, or Jesus Christ and the church. There has to be a relationship that must be developed, and that relationship is what gives strength to the bride of Jesus Christ, because we know that our King is alive, and our King, he overcame the powers of darkness, and our King is still healing, our King is still delivering people, our King is still saving people, our King is still providing. Why? It's because we have seen the fulfillment of his promises, and we have understood that his word cannot fail because of the relationship that we have with him. So the relationship with God is specifically working with them that believe in him, that all things that he's allowing in their life, it is because of the love that God has for his church. It is because of the love and the relationship he has with these people. So whatever God is allowing in their life, it is not that he wants to destroy them, but he wants to perfect us. He wants to bring about a character that shall manifest the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the good Lord bless us. We shall continue tomorrow. Good day. Shalom.